A new model for identifying lentil varieties best suited for climate change could lead to more strategic breeding decisions and better options for farmers in non-traditional lentil growing areas. An international research team that included University of Saskatchewan lentil breeders grew 324 lentil varieties in major growing regions around the world. This included India, Bangladesh, Nepal, Morocco, Spain, Italy, the United States, and of course Saskatchewan. Lentils that grow well in one part of the world usually don't perform well in another, but parts of the germplasm could be used in breeding efforts. Kirsten Bett is a plant scientist at the University of Saskatchewan.
There's lots of traits. Maybe there's new disease resistance or herbicide tolerance or quality traits that might be of interest that are currently exist not in the Canadian germplasm that we normally would be working with. But we might want to cross with something that's exotic. And what normally would happen is you cross with something exotic, and then you might find something that has, say, increased disease resistance, but at the same time, it doesn't mature here, or it flowers too early, and so you get zero yield. So it could be the most disease-resistant thing out there, but if it doesn't yield anything, it's not going to do you any good.
The new model is based on days to flowering, which is influenced by hours of sunshine and the mean temperature.
Days to flowering is a key driver of what we call adaptation. So if things flower too early, you will end up losing yield because there's not enough plant matter to sustain a large seed yield. And the opposite is if they flower too late, then we may run into problems at the other end of the season where they, in Western Canada, it would be they get frozen if we're too far north, let's say. That's less of a problem here. We were also growing, when we grew them in South Asia, we had the opposite problem where the Canadian line flowered so late that they fried up because it was getting too hot at the end of the season. They have the opposite problem to us.
Bett says the model could be a time saver for lentil breeders.
We are working on understanding the genetics, and if we understand the genetics, then we can apply tools such as marker-assisted selection, where we look at the DNA and say, okay, we can triage, basically. These plants are probably going to do well here. And more importantly, these ones are probably not going to do well here, so we're not going to waste any time or resources on those ones. We throw them out, and we focus on the ones that have better potential for performing well here in Saskatchewan.
Plant disease and climate change will mean that lentils will likely have to be grown in new areas in the future, and that includes Western Canada.
If we're going to be moving into non-traditional lentil growing regions for reasons such as getting away from all the aphanomyces that's out there, we need to understand how to pick something that will work, say, further north or where it's cooler, that sort of thing.
Bett talks about the cooperative effort with other lentil breeders in developing the model.
Lentil, unlike, say, wheat, where there's lots of competition all over the world, in the world of lentils, there's not a whole lot of full-time breeders globally. And so we know them all. We've worked with them at various levels. Obviously, it's all pre-competitive because everybody also is trying to protect their industry. But when you're working on some basic traits, say, such as disease resistance, what's a problem here is not necessarily a problem somewhere else, but for some reason they have resistance, then we want to access that.
Canadian funding for this research came from Genome Canada and was matched by Saskatchewan Pulse Growers, the Western Grains Foundation, and the University of Saskatchewan. The cattle prices and futures market report are next.